Interracial dating. You picked this topic, so I feel like you have something to say on it.
Well,
I don't really. I'm probably not gonna have too much to say on it, but go ahead.
I don't know. I'm okay with interracial dating. I just had a question on what your thoughts was on it, mainly because I don't know. I'm fine with interracial dating. It's just that I wouldn't be able. I'm not gonna say I wouldn't be able to do it. I just know my family is very racist.
I was gonna bring that word up, but I was like, nah, she don't mean racist. She probably means something else.
I was like, I don't know how to say it in the nicest way. No. It's not even just my family. I know my grandma means well. And she doesn't mean anything.
Go on and call grandma out then. Just go ahead.
But she says the most racist possible, to the point that I'm like, if I ever brought someone in, I think, yeah, it wouldn't be okay.
Give us an example of something that your grandma has said that's like, was like, okay, well, that's undeniably racist.
Okay, so we were in the car and we were listening to, you know, my K-pop, my BTS boys, my Bangtan, Sunadan.
She has an infatuation with Korean guys, just so y'all know.
You know, Korean, Chinese, you know, and I have no preference for Asian. But literally, grandma was like, she saw this couple walking down the street and the little girl had streaks. And she was like, oh, you know, if the man was Chinese, he probably would beat his wife for coloring the little girl's hair because they don't like having their children's hair different colors. I was like, what? No, they're not abusive. I mean, yes, there are situations like that, but can't just be like, oh, well, Asian men are abusive and that's how they are, period.
I don't know about beating them, but I am. Yeah, I don't know about Chinese people. I was only in China for like 4 days, and I didn't really go anywhere aside from like I played basketball with them. That was about it. But Japan, there's a definite difference. Like, younger Japanese people are just like us. Like, aside from the fact that they speak Japanese, and most of them probably do speak English, but they, aside from that, they're just like us. Like, they do the same thing we do. They listen to rap music. Some of them listen to the same rap music. I heard some people in Japan playing 2 Chainz.
Same thing with Korea.
Right. Right. They do a lot of the same stuff, and they don't mind. They don't have a problem with people of other races. For real. Yeah, they may gravitate toward Japanese people, but it's not a definite thing. It's not like they just like, okay, you either got to be Japanese or nothing. But older Japanese people don't like interracial dating. They don't like race mixing because they want Japan to stay Japanese.
Yeah.
I don't even think they like the fact that that people from other countries live there. They probably, to be honest, they probably don't even like the fact that America has military bases over there. But I'm not going to get into that. But, yeah, they don't like that. Like they just want it to stay Japanese. And you could look at that as, honestly, you could probably look at that as racism. Because I think the main driving force behind that is they want Japan to still be Japanese. They don't want it to end up being they don't want the population of Japan to end up being either all or mostly like biracial.
Well, I mean, we have family members like that, which is sad to say.
Right.
That it's like, oh, you have to date someone who's black because, you know, you got to stick with black people. And I'm like,
I had some family members tell me that when I was younger. I had some family members tell me that when I was younger. Now, I don't know. I forget the situations I'd be in, but I guess I'll be looking at some white girl or something like that, and I'd be like, all right, now, you better chill out. You ain't bringing no little white girls home. Just let you know that now. But I feel like it's more accepted today. It's not that bad.
Oh, you're right. Today.
It's there are little pockets, you know, in people's families and stuff like that. You got an uncle or grandma or maybe even one of your parents, especially if you live in the South, maybe even one of your parents don't really want you being with somebody outside your race. There are people who they themselves don't want to date outside of their race. They're like, nah, I mean, I'm cool with people outside my race. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with you, but I don't date outside my race, which
I think
I'm not going to. You think what now?
My opinion is I think that's idiotic.
I ain't going to say that because that might fall in line with people's preference.
Well, you're right.
I said that at first, too. I was like, well, that's stupid. But then I had to think about it. I have a preference. And if I go, if somebody comes to me and they're not in my preference, then, you know, I'm a little lenient on it. But if I go looking for somebody, then I'm looking for what I prefer. So if I prefer a black girl, then that's what I'm looking for. But if a nice-looking white girl come up to me, or a nice-looking Asian girl, or Guamanian, or whatever, I'm not going to turn her down. You know what I'm saying? So some people ain't even like that. Some people just like, whether they come to me or whether I look for it, it's got to be this. It's got to be this race. So, but, I don't know. And it seemed like, I don't know. I was going to say, it seemed like at one point it was like the thing to do to get somebody outside of your race. I don't like, what I don't like is the stigma that's attached to interracial dating. Like, black guys think that if a white woman go to a white man, I mean, that if a black woman go to a white man, then she just dissing black guys. Like, she don't like black guys. Maybe she just don't discriminate. Maybe it's that.
I hate getting this, like, getting called a coon because I'm dating not a black guy. If it's white, Spanish, Asian, if it's not black, I'm automatically coon.
I was going to say that, too. Like, if a black woman date a white guy, it's like, well, if a black dude date a white woman, then we get told, oh, you just trying to put the game on easy mode. Then you just want somebody that's just gonna fall in line with what you want and do what you say. Because it's like this stigma that white women are just submissive. And just, if they get a black man, they just gonna do whatever the black man say. To that I say, when has that ever been the case? Really? A white woman just do whatever a black man say? I think we would have a little more power in the world if that was the case. I don't think that's easy mode. But then that go into people thinking that black women just angry people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You right.
And it's not necessarily the case. No, nobody on either side, black man or black woman, well, man or woman, no matter the race, nobody on either side is totally innocent of any wrongdoing. Black men, we cheat a lot.
Black women get angry. So do women in general.
Black women make shit hard. Y'all do make shit hard. Y'all have a reason to. Don't get me wrong. And generally, y'all have a reason to.
How do we make it hard? This is my question.
Like, it's hard to. A lot of sometimes I don't have a problem with this because I don't care. But sometimes it's difficult to approach a black woman. Because it's like, when is the right time? When do I approach her? What do I say? Some guys are cool at it. They fine. They good at it. But then other times, like, I don't know if you saw this video. It was a guy in a supermarket. And he was doing a little much. It's a little more than what I would do. He was following this girl. But I think they were in, like, some northern state. And guys in northern states, they do all that extra shit. They do all of that extra shit. But I guess he had followed her in the store. She started recording after she got in the store. And she was recording, and she had, I guess she had the front-facing camera on her phone. And she was showing him over her shoulder. And he was following her, and from what I could tell from what he was saying, he wasn't being disrespectful. He was just being really persistent. And he followed her. He was just like, I just want to get you, I just want to, you know, I just want to know your name. I just want to get your number. Maybe I'll call you sometime. And I don't know if she had said no before that, because you don't see, she didn't record it. You don't see what she said before she started recording. But she told him no, but she was like extra rude about it. And if he, I don't know, like I said, I don't know him. I don't know what he said before that. But if he anything like me, all it takes is one no. Then that's you cool. It's like, all right, well, I guess I'll go to the next one. But, and I've had this happen to me sometimes too, when I just approach somebody and just, you know, just try to be nice and get to the point. Like, you know, I just want to know if I call you sometime. And it just gets extra rude with you.
Well,
like, no. No, you can't call me sometimes.
It's not our fault, though. It's not our fault, mainly because we get catcalled every 2 seconds.
I was about to say that.
Objectified. We grew up to mean mug and not smile, look straight, headphones, and make sure that you, like, look straight, get to your destination, and that's it. Like, you don't need any distractions. If he's not cute enough, he's not getting a pass. It's not even something that you have time for. You have more things on your mind other than a person going, "Ayo, ma." The last thing I want, trying to, after paying rent or trying to pay for my car insurance, is from some dude to talk about how you need to smile more. You look prettier if you smile. Like, no.
And see, I thought about that, because I see a lot of women saying, talking about that particular line, "Oh, you look pretty if you smile more," which legitimately is stupid. Not stupid that y'all have an issue with it. It's stupid that some guy somewhere came up with that line, and now other guys started using it. It's a dumbass line, but because it implies that if she don't smile, then she ugly.
He's like, "Oh, so you don't like,"
which is stupid.
My comment to that is, make me laugh. Tell me a joke.
But that's the thing. That, I don't know. I think it's our fault. It's our fault. Because we have, first of all, we shouldn't be using lines. Well, I didn't say we shouldn't be using lines. Some lines are really good to break the ice. But they get overused.
I love the corny pickup lines. I love the corny pickup lines.
Yeah, corny pickup lines work sometimes. I had a girl use a corny pickup line on me. But that's probably because I know she wasn't serious. No man takes any woman serious if she uses a pickup line. Like, you don't take it serious. Like, oh, she thinks she's gonna pull me with this line. You know she's joking, she's trying to make you laugh.
I would probably use a pickup line and know that I wouldn't get anywhere, but would be shocked if I did.
Right. I had a girl walk by me and drop. I respected her. I had so much respect for her dedication for this. She walked by me and dropped her phone on purpose. I didn't know it was on purpose at first. She dropped her phone and it was, "Oh my goodness." And I dropped, "Oh shit." You know, anytime somebody dropped their phone around me, especially when it's a smartphone, I'm like, "Oh, I feel for them. I saw her before." Like, "Oh, I hope it ain't no crack in the screen."
Facts. Everyone's heart drop. Oh, God.
Yeah. So I picked it up. Facts. I was like, "Oh, shit." I said, "I think it's good. You know, I don't see no cracks in it. Cause I told her, you know, I felt funny. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was going to be a crack. You know what I'm saying? Because it was face down. I didn't know what I was going to see when I turned it over." She was like, "You know, I appreciate you picking up my phone for me, but why you got it in your hand? Could you put your number in there?" Like, then she was nice. And I was like, "Okay. I'm going to do it just because of the dedication to that. Because you could have broke your phone." You feel like I was worth you.
So wrong.
Yeah, you felt like I was worth you possibly breaking the screen on your phone. Go ahead and put it in now. You that earned you at least like the first date. You know what I'm saying? I gotta take you out now.
You just earned 5 refresher points.
Right. And that'll probably work. I'm gonna be honest with you. That'll probably work on every guy she did it on. She did it to. It'll probably work on every guy. Because every guy is like, okay, well, she don't seriously act like that. You know what I'm saying? She don't seriously do that. But if a guy do that, that's not gonna work on every female.
I'd be like, oh, it's not gonna work on every back. Woman. Yeah, I'm going back.
Right. Right. Like, immediately.
Ah, your phone's fine. No, you can't. No. Or I'll probably put a fake number in. Oh, yeah, sure. The loser right. hotline.
And that kind of stuff happens because we guys have been, it's kind of like the space race or the nuclear arms race, but with like guys coming up with ways to get a number from a woman. Like, you're just coming up with ways to try the best way possible to get a woman, a girl's number. And you come up with pickup lines, then you come up with different types of pickup lines. Then after a while, you start wearing different clothes and stuff. You start wearing Jordans all the time, especially if you're down here in Birmingham. That's like the official shoe of Birmingham. But you start wearing J's, then you wear whole Jordan outfits. Then you get stuff that just costs so much money. You start wearing Gucci fits and all this other stuff. And you just, all it is just things you do or wear or buy to try to get the attention of a woman.
To attract females. That's it. Then that's right. Where you attract gold diggers.
And the more things you come up with, you keep coming up with all this. It's the law of averages. You keep coming up with all this stuff. Eventually, some of that stuff gonna be stupid.
You're right.
You keep coming up with pickup lines. Eventually, some of them pickup lines, if you come up with 2,000 pickup lines, about a good 500 of them gonna be stupid.
You're right.
So it happens. It happens. And it's our fault because we shouldn't be putting so much emphasis on it. Because a lot of times, I'm pretty sure you've had this happen. You meet a guy, you give him your number. He probably talked a good game when y'all initially met each other and you gave him your number. But then the conversation from the first phone call after that on out was like terrible.
Yes, that happens the majority. Or they don't know how to hold a conversation, period.
Right. That's because the all the emphasis, all the work was put on getting your number. And no emphasis or work was put on his own personality and conversation or any of that stuff. He just put all the work into trying to get you. And then when he got you, he don't know what to do with you.
That's ridiculous.
And it's with some white women, some people feel like it's not like that. Some people feel like, you know, she white. She likes black guys because black guys have big penises. So, end of story. Like, I'm different, so she goes, that's gonna carry me all the way through. I can get her number and I ain't gotta worry about doing all this other extra work. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you that's have to the, hold the conversation as extra work.
that's the perception. That's not what I believe, but that's perception. But it's not like that. I have met quite a few white women, and they are way more complex than that. I'm mad I'm talking about white women like to you, like they are alien to you, and you don't know.
Yeah, like they're different. Come on.
Like whoever's gonna listen to this, like my audience listening to this, is like people that's like, oh really? They really is it more complex than that? They really like this more than just our pain.
Oh god. Yeah, don't have my grandma step out because she white.
But no, they you know, it's just perception. It's just like stereotypes. So the stereotype of the white woman is that she's a pushover. You can't do nothing. I mean, you can do whatever you want, and she'll stay forever and ever. And that's stupid. It's dumb.
Most stereotypes are dumb, but that's how stereotypes are. holds the smallest of truth.
All right. So, next topic is going to be dating do's and don'ts.
Okay, dating do's and don'ts. I have a story
for this. Oh, you couldn't wait for this. Let's go. Come on.
I couldn't. Mainly because... I was waiting for this mainly because, okay, so there was this dude, right? He went on Instagram talking about, oh, how a girl was so ungrateful, right? So he picks up this girl, and he had a job, and he recently lost his job at that time. And instead of taking her out to, like, I don't know, a picnic or something, because, you know, he didn't have a job, he took her to a soup kitchen.
Like, hold on. Man, this can go one of two ways. I'm going to tell you right now, when you tell these stories, I'm going to stop you at certain points, and I'm going to be like, okay, this is what could happen. This is what probably happened, judging by how you're telling the story. So this right here can go one of two ways. One, it could be really good, and it could be something different for a date. Take it to a soup kitchen, and they volunteer at the soup kitchen. To me, that's a real good, thoughtful date.
That would have been a nice date. I feel like if that was the case, it would have been cute. Like, you know, volunteering, stuff like that. I would have much preferred puppies, but no. Instead of
depending on the person you go out with. Uh-huh. You know damn well you going out with somebody that don't care about nothing but fucking money. No, don't take her to no soup kitchen in any formal capacity. She don't care about poor people. She don't care about none of them folks. She probably thought you going there to throwing rocks at them. No, don't take her there. But I know a few women that care, that really like, are passionate about their community and doing good for other people. And if a dude took them out, Flavor Flav could take them out on that kind of date, they'll probably marry him not the next day, but they'll marry him at some point. You know, Flavor Flav. But
no,
I feel like
I could not
happen. And I feel like they went to go eat at the soup kitchen.
No, he took her to eat at the soup kitchen. Like, and it wasn't like he told her beforehand where they were going.
Oh, it was a surprise.
It was like a surprise. So when she got there, she was like, yeah, no. And so he's on Instagram talking about how ungrateful she is, about how bougie she's trying to be. I was like, nah, you're in the struggle. She ain't, bruh. She ain't struggling.
And it's a real person? Like, you know him?
Yeah. It was like, bro, my guy. My guy.
I ain't got the most money in the world, but Applebee's don't cost that much.
I mean, the 2 for $20s, Chili's even got, come on. There's so many options. Picnics, you could go to your local bodega, get a whole sub for a good, you know, $4 or $5.
The soup kitchen.
I was just like
not even the fact that that's not a great place to take your date to eat.
My thought, so I was like,
her eating at the soup kitchen, they think she's poor. They could think she's homeless.
I would never. I could not care. I really don't care, because I feel like first dates are when you're supposed to woo, wine and dine, go all, not literally like go all out, like y'all about to have a honeymoon, crazy sweet.
Thank you. But I was gonna say that is not the time to try to act like you spent like.
But that's it's not the time.
I'll say it later. Go ahead.
I don't think the first date is the time where you show all your flaws. It's the time where you show like this is the reason why you should be interested in me, pretty much.
I was gonna say my don't would be. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, people listening to this, this ain't, I don't know why I called it dating do's and don'ts. This pretty much just gonna be dating don'ts.
I feel like I don't have any dating do's.
Like, personally, I feel like all the do's are self-explanatory.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to tell you what to do. Just tell you what not to do. But based on my experience and what I have been to and the stories I've been told and stuff like that. But don't, and this ain't for women, this is for the guys. Don't go out on the first day. If you like a regular dude that make regular money like me, I don't make a ton of money, but I'm not like, I don't make minimum wage. You know what I'm saying? I make a decent amount of money. You know what I'm saying? Don't be going out trying to make it seem like you got a lot of money. Don't be spending $100 on the first date. Yeah. I've seen these memes going around with women talking about, and a lot of women ain't gonna like this, what I'm about to say. I've seen these memes going around talking about, well, if you a man and you ain't trying to spend $100+ on our first date, then you might as well, listen here. Push her out of the way. Go get you somebody else. Don't talk to that one. Leave that one alone. If she's trying to get you to spend that much money on a date and you ain't balling like that, nah, just find a reason to cancel that for a date and just don't even call her back. Don't even do it.
Honestly, because I feel like
you do it that first time, it's going to be expected every other time. Do something normal. Do something middle of the road. Not necessarily middle of the road, but Cheesecake Factory ain't bad. Applebee's ain't bad. Especially if you, like I said, if you dating somebody regular, if you're trying to go for a woman that's got a lot of money, first of all, if she got a BMW, no. I work at Hibbett Sports. If a woman comes to me and she got a BMW, no, ma'am, I'm sorry. Unless you just don't care. You out of my league. I don't know what you think I'm finna do with this money I got in my pocket.
You about to give her that chump change.
Right. Yeah, no. Your car payment probably is my whole check. That's all right. I'm good. Don't even waste your time. Get you somebody that's going to help you pay that BMW off. Like, no. Because, like I said, once you do it one time, it's gonna be expected every other time.
I don't think that's true. I wouldn't say spend $100, like, bro. I would probably smack somebody for that. But like, I wouldn't say, oh, because I know at my restaurant, my Korean barbecue restaurant, I could spend a good $50 on my one meal.
I mean, if it happens like that, then it happens like that. It's quite possible to spend over $100 on one date. But, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the time, like, I think I did it once before, like, especially in San Diego. Like, you go out and because fucking beer, a beer in a bar that's like $5 in San Diego. Like, that's ridiculous.
Freaking, what is it? The margaritas and the freaking chasers and stuff like that, they're $8, $12. And it's not like you just getting one. Because if you're connecting or vibing in the restaurant, you're not going to just get one drink.
You got the good conversation going. You're not paying attention to what you're spending. You look at that checking line. On drinks alone.
He's right. Which is crazy.
But that's, to me, that's fine because that's worth it. If I don't spend that much money on a date and I ain't paid no attention to it, that means the conversation was good. That means we vibing, all that stuff. So I ain't tripping about all that. But a lot of you women, especially with that meme, they be talking about spending that much money on like dinner. Nah, who you think cooking this shit? Salt Bae? No, I ain't spending.
No, I see a lot of memes talking about how the females talking about, like, I'm not a female, but talking about how they man should be spending money on their nails, their weave, their hair extensions. If they want them to look this good all the time, they should be paying for it. And I'm like, no. That's the same thing with if you want to go on a date and spend $100 on the first date, that's our $100. If you want to go on the first date looking like a supermodel, you got to do it every day. And I'm not doing it. That's too much work.
Well, see, that's I feel like that's up to the woman. It depends. if the dude want to spend that much money, if he got it, that's why I said, that's why I put that out to the dudes who don't really be having money like that, who ain't poor, but, you know, you middle of the road, you right in the middle, like you the middle class guy. You know what I'm saying? That's why I put it out to them. If you got that money, you walk around like Rick Ross and stuff, and you one of these popular rappers or whatever, and you making money like that, then by all means, spend that money.
Yeah, and I'm saying this for the females. For those females that, you know, could keep their hair did and nails done and everything, don't get a man thinking that he's going to keep up with your maintenance. Just because he's in a relationship with you.
There's some niggas out there that'll do it.
There are, and God bless those who do that.
More than a few.
Yeah. But no female should be going up to a guy talking about how they should keep up with their body, their maintenance on how they want to look and how they should look on a daily basis, where it's something that it's their priority.
Right. So I got another don't. Don't go out with a dude if you just ain't got the money and you just wanted something to eat. Don't do that. I went out with somebody. I know you was expecting more. That's it. I went out with somebody in San Diego one time. I don't know if I told you your story or not. I went out with somebody in San Diego one time, and I met her. First of all, she didn't have a car, but she wouldn't let me pick her up. Now, that wasn't out of the ordinary for me, because a lot of the time, women don't necessarily want a guy knowing where they stay at right off the bat, because they don't know what type of dude that is. So I was cool with it. So I drove to where we was gonna eat at, and she walked there. So we get in there. It's a lot of don'ts in this story. First of all, she done pulled out a manila folder full of job applications. She just pulled them out right at the table. I'm like,
she had no interest in you whatsoever.
Like, you couldn't do this at home before you left the house, like. I understand that's important, but does it have to be important right now? It's like 9:30 at night.
Like, it's like, wow. The
Then,
goddamn.
Then we start eating, we start talking. I think right around the time we were about to be done, she just said, oh, I'm so glad I came out tonight. I was hungry too. That's basically the reason why I came out. I said, did you see it? You just gonna tell me that's basically the reason you came out, because you was hungry, so you didn't even care about my company, huh? Nope, I was hungry.
Nope, I was famished, and you were insisting on unfamishing me. That's
I didn't insist on it, but. You got another don't? You got another one?
A don't. What would be a don't? Because I feel like I got a bunch of don'ts. I feel like I have a bunch of don'ts. Don't talk about your ex ever.
I gotta put an asterisk on that.
Like, unless not on the first date.
Well, okay, yeah, maybe not on the first date. Unless it's something important.
Unless she's crazy and she might show up on our first date, don't mention. I don't think
you need to be going out anyway. If you got one,
you should probably not be seeing anyone in the first place except for her. But
you're working on your restraining order first.
I'm just like, there's so many times where guys have the tendency, and females too, have the tendency of bringing up their ex, and then it turns into a long conversation about all the history and everything that you went through. And now I know your whole background on you and your significant other, and I barely know you. Like, and y'all not even together anymore. So I'm just like, interesting. Yeah.
So I gotta don't, and this one for guys again, because I have quite a few female friends, and this happens a lot, especially on the ones that do like the online dating. Stop moving so damn fast. Like, stop pretend. Like, I'm not mad at the guys that just want to have sex. And if you find somebody, if you find a woman that's willing to have sex with you on the first night, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. But don't be rushing it. Don't push it. You talk to her for the first time on the phone or in person or whatever, don't push the whole conversation to sex every 2 seconds. Slow down. Let this shit flow. let it go where it's gonna go naturally. If it go to sex naturally, then let it go there.
I feel like that never happens. Well, on rare occasion it does, but literally if you're doing it online, you'll message someone, hey, how's it going? It'd be like, you know, good. He was like, how was your day? Oh, you sucking my dick? Like, what? Wow, that escalated quickly.
I want to say so bad that that's like a caricature of how it goes. But that's from what women have told me and what I've seen, that's literally how it goes.
That's literally, I shit you not.
Now,
I
like, you probably read not. A transcript of somebody's conversation.
No, I shit you not that we, on one of my like Facebook pages, it's like Black Girl Animes and stuff like that. We had just a whole, what is it? A whole thread of just, this is why we don't Tinder date. It's like, why you don't Tinder date? Why? Because things escalate too quickly. Too quickly. So we're just sitting Snapchat, like literally screenshot photos of, hi, how's it going? Do you like sex? It was like, what? It'd be like, hi, my name is Nikki. Hey, do you give blowjobs? Like, what? You don't even know if I live in your state. What is, no. Go, bye.
Motherfuckers don't be using their thinking caps, man. They just be...
Just the door.
I'm just gonna go right for it. Yeah. You never know, no. Man. You'd be like, YOLO, you wanna give us a hit? Like, come on, bro. Like,
if it's not that,
that's a what a name is first. God damn.
Exactly. If it's not, you know, I feel like sometimes they have the courtesy, like it'll start off nice, like you'll get 3 messages in. And then after the 3 messages, it's like a dick pic. And it's like, wow. Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Block.
Block. That shit, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. Like, because it's crazy. Like, I'm going to be honest. I like hearing these stories because it's funny. But at the same time, it's so disappointing. Like, I am not an expert on talking to women or getting women or nothing like that. Clearly, because I am still single. And I'm 34. So I'm not an expert on it. I don't want nobody, because it's going to be posted on Facebook. I don't want nobody in the comments talking about, oh, you think you know everything. How come you single? How come you ain't got no girl? And all this other stuff. I may not know everything, but I know the stupid shit that you shouldn't do. I know that. It's like a child, a 12-year-old may not know how to drive a car, but they know that you shouldn't drive it directly at a wall.
It's the simplest things. Like,
it's simple stuff. It's normal stuff. I got a friend of mine right now, a while ago, she told me about when she was in Walmart. You know this about to be ignorant.
This is about to be dope as fuck.
Yes. She was in Walmart, and she looked real good. Like, she could have been a model if she wanted to be a model, but that's not what she wanted to do. And she real nice. She one of them people that it's hard for her to hurt anybody, to turn anybody down for anything, because she don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. And she was in Walmart, and she said it was like 11 o'clock at night. And she was walking around, and some dude walked up to her and told her she was beautiful and gave all these compliments. She was like, oh, thank you so much. And she proceeded to, can I just have sex with you? Just one night. I just want to have sex with you. Please, just beg her.
What?
In the middle of Walmart.
What? Oh, God.
In Walmart. Like, you're not that hard up. Like, it's not that bad, dude. Like, and a lot of these people be running around. You will never even know it. You probably work with some of these people that go around in Walmart and be begging strange, good-looking women for sex.
That is like, crazy.
We're not going to get into R. Kelly, but it's just like the R. Kelly shit. It's probably an R. Kelly at your job. You don't even know it. Because we men are terrible. Like, we terrible. Like, you think it's bad. It's fucking bad. Like,
oh, trust me, I know.
guys just be desperate. But don't be desperate. Even if you are desperate, don't show it.
Not even just desperate, just idiotic. Like,
but being desperate makes you idiotic, though.
Not really, because women get desperate too, but we don't go off the first thing we think in our head.
That's because y'all smarter. That's because y'all smarter. Because think about it like this. A man who get it all the time anyway, or they know he can get it whenever he want, don't do stuff like that. They don't do stuff like that. It'd be the one that don't really get it like that. It'd be the one that don't really get it like that, that act like that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
The one that don't have a girlfriend, he can just go home too and just get in the bed with her and lay up. That'd be the one in Walmart at 11 o'clock. What was this man doing? That's the thing that I came away. That's what I came from this story with. What was he doing at Walmart at 11 o'clock? How many
did he have to have a shopping cart?
Yeah, I don't even
know. Like, was he just following her? Like, what's going on?
How many other women did he ask that? He just walking around Walmart, just asking. Because Walmart pretty damn big. She could have, someone could have went and told the people in Walmart, like, hey, it's a man walking around asking women to sex. They probably never found that man. He went to another department and asked some more women. Like, like, it's crazy. And, like, you should, like, guys go so, they go straight to that shit. I just saw a video, if you go on Instagram, it was a celebrity that that posted it. I can't remember who it was. But he posted a video of a girl, and I'm pretty sure it was in one of them northern states. So you know all the guys was just doing the most. But it looked like she was trying to pay for gas at a gas station. And it's just, I kid you not, I am not joking when I say this. It's probably at least 10 guys surrounding her trying to get with her. I ain't even gonna just say trying to get with her. That's the nice version. They was trying to have sex with her.
Wow.
They didn't do anything illegal at the time. They was just all in her personal space trying to get with her and stuff. She was like, well, I'm just trying to pay for my gas. And they was like, well, I'm just saying, you ain't got to worry about paying for no gas. You come with me. And I'm just like,
that's why we make it hard.
I'm looking at this and I'm like, bro, if you get her, if she come with you, you ain't gonna use your head. Like, how many other guys has she done this with? If she so easily just came with some dude, came with me, she don't even know me, and she picked me out of these other 15 guys at this gas station, at a gas station.
Of all places.
She probably got all the diseases. If she come with you. That's what would be in my head.
I'd be like, wow, she's
with me.
desperate.
And I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. I've had one night stands before. I'm not immune to, I'm not above anything like that. But I'm not gonna fight over, I'm definitely above fighting over 15 other guys trying to get one woman at a gas station. I am definitely too good for that shit. But a winner. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, it's stupid. It's dumb. Like, we don't think. We don't think at all. We just, oh my God, pussy. And then we just go.
I want to know why, like, the second a female would, like, I swear, because you can't even say, oh, I got a boyfriend anymore. Because the second you say that, they're like, oh, I don't see him with you. He ain't here. So, like,
culture.
That does not mean that.
It's culture. We so used to being the aggressor, trying to get women. We so stupid. A guy would get a woman, take her from a dude that she was married to. She cheat on the dude and then eventually divorce him. And she stay with that guy. Stay with the guy that she ended up cheating on him with. And the dude would think he good. Like, yeah, she loyal to me. She ain't gonna cheat on me, even though she left me, she got with me by cheating on her husband and then divorcing him.
I feel like that makes zero sense. Right. That's completely as backward. That's why I'm like, I could never date anyone who's either in a relationship or married. One, because you already cheating. So the second you try to get with me, I'm like, you's a cheater.
Right.
You gonna cheat on me the same way I got with you. Like, it's called karma. Karma is real. You gonna be like, oh, all happy together.
Even Jack Sparrow knew this. If he gets somebody on his ship that turned on the person whose ship they was on, he's like, all right, well, you on my ship, but you turned on them, so you'll probably turn on me too. So I'm gonna turn on you first.
He knew.
And if Jack Sparrow knows, fucking Dwayne from down the street should know too.
Dwayne ain't worried about that.
Dwayne's just trying to get his song. It's stupid. It's a whole date and don't.
Niggas retarded. Just dumb. Just don't be dumb. Just a whole don't. Don't be dumb. Don't be stupid. Just common sense.
Use conversation, talk. Like, just have conversation.
Get to know someone. Hobbies.
Tell them about what you know. Tell them about what you do. Tell them about what you do in your free time. What you do at work. It's easy.
Your sexual organ should not be a top like a topic.
I ain't gonna say it shouldn't be a topic, but it shouldn't be the first topic.
It shouldn't be the first thing you try to ask is what's her bra size.
Right. Oh, please stop doing that. If she got big titties, don't even mention it. I like she ain't got none. I've done this before, and guys, it works. Like, I go out with a woman, and she'd be like, well, I'm surprised you ain't saying anything about my titties. I'd be like, you got titties? What the fuck? I didn't even realize. I didn't even know they was there until you said something.
On God, I would be utterly shocked. That would shock me. That would shock me. That, and I feel like that's even more attractive that you would not say anything on the first. Like, for what? Me to go through a whole date, and because the whole time knowing that you got big titties, for girls who have big titties, we know we're gonna go in there. He's gonna say something. He's gonna look at them.
I'm just saying, you're gonna catch him looking. If you don't say nothing, you're gonna catch him looking. I look at everything
exactly.
But that. If I'm talking to her, I'm looking at her in the eyes. If I'm not talking to her, I'm looking all the way around, everywhere. There ain't no temptation.
No temptation, because that would be a huge plus. I mean, at least for me, because last thing I want to talk about is my titties, mainly because they're big. Yes, I know. I grew into them. Yes, they're real. I know the world can see them. Yes, I have to buy shirts for myself in my own bra. So I know that they're big. You don't have to ask me my bra size. Why? Because you're not buying me any bras. Neither
Right.
is this the time or place
Because them
to be
things fucking
talking.
expensive. I follow a woman with big titties on Instagram. She bought two bras from some internet store. They were $215. I said, God damn.
Bras are freaking expensive as fuck, and they break way too often.
I don't comment on shit on Instagram for real if it ain't related to comic books or something like that. I seen that. I had to comment something. I said, God, that's two? Just two bras?
Two bras, and they
Shit.
cause pain, they cause bruises, they stab you, they cut you, they chafe, they break easily.
I'm just saying, and so because some guys probably listening to this now, like, oh, you, Larry, you soft, you weak, you sound like a female. And she's like, bro, like if you do this now, if you do that shit in the beginning, then you can. You win, you get enough points to be able to do what you want with the titties for a lifetime. Like, I'll try to help y'all. Like, because I'd have said this to guys before, and then they try to act like I'm weak for saying it. I'm just like, bro, like,
Or
women
you could
think
just
you an
ask
idiot. Women think
or
you
you could
idiots.
just ask the guy, how many times have you looked at a girl's titties and asked what their bra size was and actually got on a third date? Actually got to be like,
No,
oh,
I
I'm
ain't
just
gonna do nothing
off
to ask
every
them that,
day.
cause they ain't gonna do nothing but lie. That's another don't. Stop all this goddamn lying. Tell the truth to God. This is directed at guys, but this is for them when they talk to guys and women. Cause I know guys lie to women, but they lie to other guys too. Stop doing that shit. Like I used to be in the Navy and. On my ship, there were guys who would lie. And some guys you would tell the truth, and you could tell they were telling the truth because a lot of times it'd be normal stuff they say. And so when they say something crazy, you'd be like, "Well, I know he's telling the truth because usually he should be talking about normal stuff." But then you got other guys who just lie. Just lie. Like, what you lying to me for? I ain't nobody. I'm just lying. What you lying for?
I hate when people lie and you know it's a lie. Like you just
Yeah.
gotta stare at them like the fuck,
I'm just
my
like, I know when
bro.
you go out on dates, you lie. Because you lying to me, and you've been knowing me for a minute. You just met this girl you went on the first date with, so I know you lying to her. Just
Don't lie,
lying.
just don't. No one likes a liar.
Like,
I
I
don't
could
know who.
lie. I could lie right now. I could go out with somebody tomorrow, first time, and tell them. It could be like a half truth. Like, I could tell them, yeah, I used to be in the Navy. I used to be a firefighter. That could be true. And I could tell them, yeah, we had to fight all kinds of. I had to fight a fire. It was, half the ship was in flames. And I was fighting it, and three people died right next to me. And no, that's a lie.
That sounds dramatic.
Yeah,
It sounds like a lie.
I could tell
But
that lie. And some women, it's some women out there would believe it if I told it the right way. It's some women out there would believe it.
I
But.
mean, if you told it the right way, not the way that you
Right.
just said, but
Yeah, because
yeah.
yeah, but just stop lying. Stop lying to women. Just stop it. Just tell the truth. You'll get further if you tell the truth. I've tried it. It works. It ain't worked well enough for me to be married right now, but it works. Like, trust me, it works. Do a little bit in the beginning and gain you a lot in the end. You get points. Women looking at shit like that. It ain't just about whether they see whether your shoes clean or not no more. It ain't just that no more. Like,
We want loyalty and honesty. Things you can't buy.
women be looking at you on the first date and be trying to see if you good enough to be their husband. They be trying to see
No, I
that
don't know
right
who's
then.
doing that. I don't know who's doing that on the first date.
They ain't trying to see if you are if you good enough to be a husband right then. But there's certain things that you do on a first date, they'll be like, well, I don't know about that. Like, if you got a bunch of female friends, there's some women be like, I don't know about that. He got too many female friends. What he got so many female friends for? He got to be having sex with one of them. He got 12 female friends. He got to be having sex with at least three of them. Like, this,
what kind of conversation are y'all having that she already knows you got a lot of female friends?
Some of them have done me like that because I tell a lot of stories. And sometimes they'll be like, I'll be talking about different homegirls in different stores. And I had someone go, you sure do got a lot of homegirls. like I'm 34. I done had all these different jobs. I done went to school and stuff, been in the Navy. Yeah. I got a lot of friends, period.
Yeah, so. I guess.
All right. Any more do's, don'ts?
Nope, I think that's it.
Okay. That might be, I might make that a regular, like, topic. Like, that might be a topic that we do every time we do a podcast.
You can have people send in, like, their stories on what not to
comment,
do.
Comment in the, on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, comment on the, or if you're on Facebook or if you're on Anchor, send me a message on Anchor or if you're on Facebook, comment down below. And let me know, like some do's and don'ts that you probably didn't hear us say.
Or if you have a good story, you know, you can let us know.
Or we'll talk about it. You can hit me up in the inbox or something on Facebook or call me if you know me like that and tell me about it. Now, I'll talk about it, so we might even put you on the show if you download the Anchor app. Because we're using the Anchor app right now. This is not an ad. I'm just telling you, we're using the Anchor app. That's what we're using to be able to do this podcast. Because she's in New York, and I'm in Alabama. So, but anyway, next topic, well, the final topic of discussion, probably the final topic, because we've only done like, what, 58 minutes? Yeah, 58 minutes so far. And I'm in a mood to talk. I ain't got to work in the morning. I'm in a good mood to talk right now. But, the first, what, four or five dates, who pays? Should it be the man every single time? I feel like, I'm from the South, so this one thing I'm willing to budge on. It don't have to be the man every single time. But if I'm dating you, you don't say nothing, it's going to be me every time. And I ain't gonna have no issue with it, because that's just how I was raised. That's the culture down here. The man pay when you go out on a date. But I know when I've gone to different places, like when I was in San Diego, I went out with a girl. I paid for the first date. And then the second date, she picked me up and paid for everything. She told me beforehand, don't bring your wallet because you're not going to pay for nothing. I'm paying for everything. I'm picking you up because you did that the first time. So I'm going to do it this time. And she did that to let me know, oh, you're not in Alabama no more. I was like, okay, well, kind of knew I wasn't in Alabama no more. But I didn't know y'all did it like this out here. She said, yeah. We don't all do it like that, but I just don't want you thinking that you had to pay for everything. And another time I had somebody else I paid for the dinner and she paid for the movie. And she didn't know how I would feel about it. She was like, she was kind of apprehensive. She asked. She was like, you know, would it be okay if, you know, since you paid for dinner and I paid for the movie? And she kind of had this look on her face and this attitude about it that she thought I was going to say no. I was like, it's on you if you want to, you know what I'm saying? As guys, we don't want to look like we ain't, like we bums, like we ain't got the money or, you know, our girl taking care of us or whatever like that. Like, but she just genuinely felt like no matter how much money a man has, he shouldn't have to pay for every single date.
Well, I agree with that because I'm from New York, so we're not solely based on the Southern way of man has to pay for everything because we're a lot of us are independent. We're very independent. And I don't know, me specifically, I don't like going on date, and because normally when guys pay for stuff they expect something in return, but so I am solely on like switching. So if say you pay for the first date, I'll pay for the second date, and vice versa, going down the line.
Right.
I wouldn't have any issue if you wanted to just pay for a date, but I one of the times I'd be like, okay, no, I got this. No, I'm paying for it. That's it. Don't worry about it. I got this.
I feel like the only women who are gonna disagree is gonna be women who routinely. These are gonna be the women that routinely would go out to like a club where it's like, you know, ladies get in free, and then they know guys gonna buy them drinks all night, trying to get their number, and then they'll never get out their real number if they give out a number at all. They just know. Cause I've had some homegirls like that. They just be like, well, I'm finna go out to the club, but I ain't got no money. I'm like, what the hell are you gonna do? Stand there in the dark? Because you don't dance like that, so you ain't gonna dance with nobody. So what you gonna do?
Oh,
guys be buying me and my friends drinks all night. So I'm just gonna go out and just let them buy me drinks. I'm like,
okay, so I experienced that once. I experienced that once. Like, I went to Webster Hall, and if you don't know about Webster Hall, it's like this big club in New York City in Manhattan. And literally they had like ladies get in free Thursdays. So we went
right
to the city, and I got in, and guys literally just will buy you drinks. And I'm not for like just drinking drinks guys give me. but like, I don't know. I took like, I don't know, I would say 3 drinks, and the rest I was like, yeah, I'm not. I don't trust people. But it's nice because you have guys buying you drinks, and you don't have, you're not forced to dance with anybody or anything. You're just having a good time, and you kind of getting spoiled, and it's nice. It's really nice when because guys buy you drinks, and you don't have to do anything. I didn't have to spend a dime, which is ridiculous. I just came there looking pretty. Just, yep, I have a
problem. I bet it is. I bet it is.
Oh, I feel bad for you guys. I'm sorry.
No, don't feel bad for us. I don't buy women drinks in the club.
Oh, sorry. I can't enter a room and have women swoon, try to buy y'all drinks.
That has been a rule of mine ever since, what, 2008? No, probably like 2006, 2007. I don't buy women drinks in the club unless I know them. If I know you, like if for whatever reason you was down here in Alabama or I was up in New York and we went out to a club together, or not even together, if we went separately and I just saw you in the club and we just struck up a conversation or something, I'll buy you a drink because I know you. But ever since like I've had so many females, I haven't heard any of them say it recently, but ever since the first couple of times I've heard some of my female friends say that they go to clubs and they don't have to worry about spending no money. They don't bring their purse inside or whatever because they know they ain't got to worry about spending no money on drinks because they're going to get in free, and then a bunch of guys throughout the night is just going to buy them drinks. I'm just like, well, if y'all do it, I know other women do it, and they're nothing to catch me. I'm sorry. I'm not buying no drinks. I had a girl was ready to give me her number one time, and she was talking to me and stuff, and she was like, you want to buy me a drink? No.
No. Yeah, I'm good. I'm
and bad. That conversation turned into an argument. She was like, why not? I was like, ain't you got your own money? Why you gotta buy you a drink? Because I knew in my... Cause I already know how this goes.
Like I don't know you. Why should I have to buy you a drink? Like,
right? Because I'm not that type of guy. But you met this type of guy. Every woman has met this type of guy in the club, where he buy you a drink, and then you drink it, and then you ain't got no interest in it or whatever, and he just follow you around the club.
And that's why I deny drinks, because you'll have a stalker.
I'm not finna be that dude that, first of all, I'm not the one that follow any woman around the club. I've never been that dude. Second, I'm not finna be that dude that you know, not going to be that dude that you know you ain't got no interest in me, but you done let me buy you these drinks. And then you probably gave me a fake number at the end of the night, or I asked you for your number, and you like, oh, I got a boyfriend, or I got a husband, because I done ran into some of them in the club before, too. Like, then what you let me buy you all these goddamn drinks for? Like, these are single drinks. I didn't know you was drinking married drinks. Like,
no, I feel like those type of situations, and I feel like with pretty much anything, like, acceptance comes with obligations. Like, if you offer me a drink, I feel like you want something. Automatically be like, I like, if we were having a good conversation and you offer me a drink, I'd be like, okay, it's probably to just continue this good conversation and good, you know, clearing this good vibe. But no, if I'm dancing, having a good time by myself or with my girls, you know, twerking it up and everything, and you walk up to me with a drink, I'd be like, skirt. Oh,
did you just say twerking it up?
Twerking it up. You gotta twerking it up. I don't be in the club, so.
I couldn't tell. I legitimately couldn't tell.
So if you ever find me in the club, that would be the rarest occasion of the one time a year I go. And that one time a year is not my birthday, so it is literally probably a random day.
Right.
So lottery ticket on those who find me at the club. But I'm just saying, if a guy walk up to me with a drink, and I'm having a grand old time with my girls, I'm like, whoa, he probably went a lappy, or he's trying to dance. He's trying to, you know, scoot on over, trying to get in with the trying to get in with the crowd.
Yeah.
Hand over a drink, trying to get in on this, trying to get on this. It's like, nope, time to walk away. Skirt. Skirt, skirt. I'm good. I don't need no drink.
Yeah. I got a homeboy that do that, and that's fine. I don't tell nobody else not to do it. Like, you want to buy women drinks? You want to take that risk? Go right ahead. I am not doing it. I ain't buying no drink unless I know my investment is actually going to bear some fruit. Like, at least give me your number. I ain't expecting sex on, like, 3 or 4 drinks, but at least give me a number, because if you let me, in a man's mind, if you let me buy that many drinks for you while we standing here having a conversation, or we just dancing with each other, whatever, for that long, then that means you interested. Because otherwise, like I said, in our head, otherwise you wouldn't let us buy you that many drinks. You would rather spend that time with somebody that's interested in you. But
guys, like, think they're going to smash after three drinks. Well, she gonna let me hit.
You fuck around, let me buy you all these drinks and get you good and intoxicated, and then you take your intoxicated self with some other dude
and buy an Uber. Get an Uber.
now he bad all the fruit from me getting you, and I done got you drunk for him. Like, hell no! I'm not buying you no drinks for that shit, man. But a lot of the issues with, and this is another thing that guys ain't gonna like for me to say, but it's true. A lot of things that women get away with that we feel that guys feel like is wrong is our fault anyway.
Like what?
Like women that go to the club solely to just. They go in the club with no money, knowing that a bunch of guys are going to buy them drinks. If every guy stopped buying drinks for women like that, then it wouldn't be like that. They would know, like, okay, well, I'm just going to buy drinks. I'm only going to sell drinks from this person that I'm actually interested in. Like, if I'm interested in him, I sit there and talk to him. We'll have a conversation. I give him my number because I don't know. Like, this probably won't happen again. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
But we don't care. Guy going to club. It's a guy somewhere this weekend gonna go to a club and see a girl. He probably gonna open with, "Hey, you want a drink?" Like, Or he gonna send a drink to her. Like,
nine out of 10 guys either A, send a drink, or ask if they want a drink after just stepping up to them. Oh, this is a nice dance. You want a drink? They go over to the bar, grab a drink, do a little chit chatting, and she, okay, that was nice. Thanks. Bye.
Women who only care about money, I mean, women who only want a guy with money. That ain't women's fault. That's guys' fault. Because we got so many guys that flash their money for women that think that they be trying to get women solely based on the fact that they got a lot of money. And then turn around 5 minutes later, man, I don't know if these women love me for me or not. Hell, you set it up like that.
Oh my God, I'm wearing Gucci everything. And I just threw nothing but stacks of money at her all the time. I just think she wants me for my money.
Why don't they love me for me?
That's the biggest question. I'd be like, really? Really? I'm talking about you, Drake. I'm talking about you.
Drake ain't listening to this. Swear to God. But no, that's what they sound like, though. That's what they sound like. Like, I just seen some of them on Facebook. So whether they got money or not, maybe it's just the fact that they talk. They always talk about having money. I keep money. I keep my feelings, new J's and shit like that. And then they turn around. I can't find a real woman. They don't want me for me. They want me for my money. Well, if you put some of that money up and shit your ass up sometime. Maybe you get one that don't want you for your money. But then that's how some of them be running around. I don't run into a bunch of them.
Well, then maybe if you're not posting your stacks on Facebook showing about how you can make it rain, you wouldn't find someone who just wants you to make it rain.
Right.
Make it
rain. We be the architect of our. We are the architect of our own suffering when it comes to dating. Men are like, we do this shit to ourselves with the shit that we allow. Like, stop allowing the shit, and then you'll see less of it. But it's got to be a conscious effort by all men to not allow certain things. Then we'll stop seeing it.
Well, I wouldn't think that it would be that dramatic of a change for that to stop, because if it's not one thing, it's going to be another thing. About, oh,
it's not going to happen, though. It's not going to happen.
Even if it did happen, even if it was like, oh, girl, even like not spending money on the female, it's going to be another thing. It's going to be like, oh, she's not loyal enough, or oh, she doesn't read enough books. She's not enlightened. She's not enlightened enough. She's not woke. I can't find someone who's woke. Like, why can't I find any? You know, she's always talking about how enlightened she is, but I can't find no one that's as woke as me. And I'm like, whoa, bro. Tell if it's that one thing, it's another. Trust me. That's exactly how it goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we're at 75 minutes. You good? You want to add another topic on here? Or you think 75 minutes is good enough?
We got another topic. I have no topic, but you know.
Add another topic. I don't know. What's a good topic we could talk about?
Topics.
A good general topic. Can't be talking about gaming because everybody that listens to this don't do video games like that.
Man, they're lost. But
oh my God, that's a good one. You a genius. You are a genius.
I know.
Some of these people on Facebook, I don't know where they went to school at. Cause y'all be spelling shit completely wrong. Like, I'm so tired of seeing somebody post something about how they had a loved one die, and I look at the comments and I see somebody go, "Sorry for your loss, LOST." No, ain't nobody fucking lost. LOSS. Two S's at the end.
Wait, are you as bad as me? Because I autocorrect everybody.
Like, I don't need autocorrect no more. I just unfriend them. Like, I don't want to see this shit no more.
No, when I tell you, it's the funniest thing. Because literally, there was a situation of, I don't know what the conversation was going about. And he was like, "Yeah, it, which one?" And he spelled it W-I-T-C-H. And I was like,
"Oh my God."
I was, boogity boogity.
I'll be looking at some of these people spelling shit on Instagram and Facebook. I'll be like, "We went to the same school. How did this happen?"
I'm just like, I don't judge people who don't. Like, if you come from another country and you're learning English, and yes, a lot of words sound exactly the same or spelt differently, yeah, I give you a pass. Nigga, if you grew up with me, and I know you know your there, theirs, and theirs, all of them, your ER, your ER,
I know,
your
we
IR.
Were both in Miss Potomac English class, and then she did not teach these.
I was just like, we hey, all know.
Come on.
We all know. Why are you still getting it wrong? Why are you still getting it wrong?
Motherfuckers be like, man, be writing, "That's the wrong one. Spell it W-O-N. No! No, it's not. No.
Oh, God. It kills me. It's the funniest thing.
Like, Jesus. You graduated. How did you graduate?
Barely.
Somebody did your work for you. Somebody did your homework for you.
The school had to make minimum requirements and had to pass a certain number of people to be on the pay grade.
That shit irritate, man. And then now it's like I've seen it so much on social media. When people talk, I can hear it. It's like it's gonna sound dumb, but it's like you can hear the wrong spelling when they talk.
How? That sounds retarded. It's like, you know that.
It's like you can hear people talk, and you know if they wrote out what they said, they would spell that shit wrong. Like, I know you would spell this shit wrong. Like, I'd be playing Xbox, and I hear people talk, and I'm like, "Bro, you sound like you would have spelled all them words wrong." Like, it's irritating to listen to.
I completely understand what you're talking about, because I have a cousin from Kentucky, and when I tell you when she speaks, I'm just like, yeah, that's not English.
I know some people like that sound like, you hear them talk, it's like, "Oh my God, you sound country. Hell, you sound like you ain't got no education."
Zero.
But then when you see them on social media, it's like, okay, they know how to write, they know how to spell. So like, these people that, like, they've been to college, they've been to high school, like, they got decent grades and stuff, and then somehow they get on social media, their brains leave their head, and they even forgot how to spell. It's irritating. Like, the people that say that it's not that serious, you're probably the main one doing this shit. Like, you just don't understand, like, seeing shit like that. Like, oh my God, please stop doing that. Please stop it. It's the same. It's not like it's quicker. It's not like if you put "sorry for your loss," L-O-S-T, it's quicker than writing "sorry for your loss," L-O-S-S. It's literally the same amount of words, same amount of letters. It's actually quicker to put LOSS, because now you ain't got to go where the T is. You can just hit S two times. There you go. Quick.
Or, you know, autocorrect could have put that in by accident. They could have put, LOSS.
Nah, some of these motherfuckers, I be seeing them on multiple status updates. These repeat offenders. Like, I've seen them more than once do that shit. There ain't no mistake five times. No, it's not. They are doing this on purpose, and it is egregious.
People think I'm
the biggest. Let me take that back. Them people don't know what egregious means. It's ridiculous. That's what I mean.
Oh, God, that's funny. That's also rude. It's very extremely rude. But nah. Oh, most people think that is the biggest assholish thing to do, which is probably another don't on correcting people. On correcting people so often, because I am guilty of that. Like, correcting
people. I'm guilty of, like, some women, they want to be friends with me on Facebook and Instagram before we even go out on the first date. You know, well, what's your Facebook? What's your Instagram? And then I add them, and before we go on our first date, I see that they spell shit wrong, and I won't say nothing. And I'm not gonna lie to you; it'll probably be somebody that look real good, and I'm like, I'm gonna let it slide this time. I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna wait. Maybe later on when I get good. Maybe later on when I get in good with her, and you know, be straight and stable, then I'll say something about it.
Wait, you sound
like a
petty girlfriend.
The beginning.
You sound like a petty girlfriend. Like, that's going to be your evidence. I'm going to bring it back later.
But not in a bad way. I'm a helper. Look, this is how you spell it. This is how you spell it for real. Like, put two S's at the end instead of the T. See what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
We all laugh, we have fun. Stop spelling it wrong. Yeah, I just walk off.
And then it turns into something that you correct several times. Yeah. And then it's an argument.
Yeah. Now, if you're married, you get a divorce.
You're having a big ass argument and fight.
To show how to spell.
Your lawyers are confused because this whole argument is about spelling and grammatical errors. I wouldn't be that lawyer. I'd be like, what?
Right.
Because he spelled it wrong? Wow. Think you have some internal issues, sir. You need to work out.
So, we are at the 84-minute mark, and I think I'm going to let that be the last. I'm gonna let that be the last topic. That was kind of a random topic. I just felt like putting that on there. That wasn't one that we planned on putting on there, but I had so much fun doing this one. I just wanted to add one more. So if y'all don't know already, my Facebook is Larry Merchant. Instagram is Ziggy Big Guns the Wiggler. No, I am not changing it. I'm keeping it. Until I find a new one. Until I find one better.
Oh, God.
Until I come up with one better. But that's like the best name.
Oh, that's funny.
Now, I told you where I got that from, right?
No.
So, it's a skit on a Juvenile album where Birdman and Manny Fresh is talking to each other in different characters. Birdman is himself. But Manny Fresh is like this Asian guy that he always plays in all the albums and on the skits. And he interviewing Birdman. He interviewed Birdman. He called Birdman Ziggy Big Guns the Wiggler.
I can't.
That's where I got there from. Because I was listening to it when I was going to school for radio broadcasting in California. And I would listen to, like, I would just put my playlist on random and just drive. I had to drive 2.5 hours to school in California. And that song would come up, and I'd just be in the car laughing. Like, I didn't know what was so funny about it. But I was just like, where did he come up with this name, Z Big Guns the Wiggler?
That is comical.
Yeah, my Instagram is Ziggy Big Guns the Wiggler. Facebook is Larry Merchant. Twitter is MFG General, but I'm never on Twitter. I don't do shit on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter.
The only time I update my Twitter is when I update something on Facebook, and I just connect Twitter to it. That's about it. I don't do shit on that. But what's yours, Nikki?
Oh, well, you go, my Facebook is, Nikki Jackson. Instagram is, I think it's Nikki Bunny, Nikki Bunny 91 or 93. I'm not too sure on that one.
You're gonna have to be specific.
And Nikki Bunny 90,
She'll put it in.
Nikki Bunny
She'll put it in
91.
the. She'll put it in the comment
And
on my Facebook, so y'all can follow her.
And I'll thank you. Y'all want me on Twitter because it's completely like my fan page.
I've had a few people ask me, if we were gonna do like a joint page. Like for the show and that, I don't know. We don't talk about it. I don't know.
Possibly.
Yeah, it's possible. We do like a fan page, but we don't have enough people. Like the last, we need some listeners. The last, y'all need to share this and tell y'all friends if you feel like they want to listen to something like driving to work or whatever. That's why I make it long because I got some people who. Like I got some people who are police officers, and then they listen to it while they like, on patrol or whatever. Some people in the Navy, they listen to it while they're on the ship or something like that. Because we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at the Anchor app. I'm sharing it on Facebook. When you hit the link on Facebook, it's gonna take you straight to the Anchor app. We need listeners. The last podcast we did, it was like an hour and a half, and we got like what? Right now it's like 22 people have listened to it. So I'm not I don't know if I want to create a whole fan page for 22 people.
Yeah. Let's wait till
Possibly
we
22
get
people, because
let's wait till we
possibly
get
22
like
people, because some of them,
150 or
yeah,
200.
some of them, and that's a possible 22, because some of them 22 listens is probably like two of the same people listening to it twice. Like
You're right.
so I will appreciate them 20. I'm just gonna say it's 22 people. We appreciate them 22 people, but I'm gonna wait until the fan base gets a little bigger before we do a joint page, a fan page or whatever. But share, like it, share, tell your friends. It's just regular conversation. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can talk with me, Nikki. It can be me, Nikki, and whoever else wants to be a part of the show. You just have to download the Anchor app. Just hit me up, and I'll show you how to do it. Yeah. Get involved in the conversation. We like conversation. If you got something you want to say about this episode, comment on Facebook. Find me on Facebook. I'll add you. I add you on Instagram. I'll follow you on Instagram. Don't matter. So,
It's all about
is there anything
the
else you want to say? Huh?
I said it's all about the
Yeah. I'm gonna get somebody to work on the new logo too, because this logo sucks. It's just a map of the United States and it's blue
very
and
much
white.
garbage. I was
Like,
going to tell you that, but
yeah.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Thank you for telling me, and on air. Thank you. I appreciate that. So much.
Well, you said it before I did, so technically,
It
technically, I was just, agreeing with you.
was less hurtful coming from me because I said it about myself.
I
You
didn't say anything hurtful. I just
were like, yeah,
agreed
this
with you.
show is garbage.
It is very much garbage. It's very, very much trash,
This is a stock photo, man. I had to put something on there because the other one was just a picture of me, and I didn't want just a picture of me. So it's probably gonna be a picture of me and you on there, but I don't want it to be
Hopefully
just
a
a
good angle.
generic one. We're gonna come up with something. We'll come up with something.
Gotcha.
But the rest of this is gonna be done behind the scenes. Thank you for listening, and we'll see y'all next time on the next episode. We're gonna talk about R. Kelly. I'm gonna start doing that. I'm gonna start letting y'all know what we're gonna talk about in the next episode. So
Surviving R.
get ready for
Kelly
that. It's fun.
series.
All right, we gotta watch it. We're gonna talk about it this episode, but neither of us have watched the Surviving R. Kelly
I'm
series.
sorry, I'm not up with
So
times. I've been seeing it all on Facebook
I don't have to deal with the times. I just know he's had enough accusations against him. I already know he's stupid.
We already know the story before Surviving
R. Kelly. Yeah, I didn't need to watch the docuseries for that, but I need to be able to have a discussion about the docuseries. I want to at least watch it. So we're gonna watch it and we'll talk about it. I'm telling y'all now, that's probably gonna be either the entire episode or half the episode next time.
It's probably gonna be an entire episode. There's probably gonna be a whole bunch of stuff that we gotta.
Yeah, depending on what we see, because it's like six parts. So,
is it a movie? I'll
probably make it half. It's a docuseries.
So, it's a couple of episodes.
It's six episodes.
Man, oh man.
Yeah. We'll watch it. But thank you for listening. Tune in next time. Thank you so much.
Peace.